doing what you love and getting paid to do it. For many creative types, finding that right balance can feel like an impossible challenge. For one Charlotte transplant, being an artist isn't just a hobby, it's how he makes a living. So what does it take to be a full-time artist and survive? WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has this story.
From the very start, 29-year-old Kyle Mosier knew that whatever he did with his life, a typical 9-to-5 job wasn't going to cut it. For a while, he thought hockey was going to be his career. He grew up in Canada and New Hampshire, after all.
It's like playing football in the South, you know, all the town shuts down and they come out and to watch the hockey. So that's really, it's obviously huge.
Mosier says he attended Southern New Hampshire University, expecting to play hockey there. It never happened. Injuries cut his hockey career short and into the world of art, one his sports-driven family wasn't supportive of. He decided to start over, and he put himself through community college and went on to the New Hampshire Institute of Art. He planned to move to New York, but days before...
I was playing hockey with some friends, and freak accident, I totally blew up my shoulder again. It was bad, like broken collarbone. I already had hardware put in there and screws and everything, so needed another surgery. So I was faced with go to Canada or go live in Charlotte with my mom, who I hadn't seen in like 5 years.
He picked Charlotte grudgingly.
Oh man, there's nothing here. It's going to be awful. And it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
He landed in Charlotte about a year and a half ago. He immediately started to network. From that came working on commissions, then showing in galleries, and now to a packed studio space in Noda. He quickly moved out of his mom's house and now rents a place. He's been so busy, he even put off the surgery he moved down here for.
So we're in the studio right now, and it's a small room, but I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 paintings hanging and about 20 others kind of scattered about.
Mosier says his work falls into the pop art genre. Like his subject matters include hip-hop icons and vintage logos, things like the Monopoly man wearing a top hat. A canvas with a bold Cheerwine logo hangs in his studio, priced at $3,000.
You know, I thought it'd be a great paying homage to being down here, and my residency right now is in the South, so when people look back at this, I don't know, 50 years from now, they'll be like, oh, this is the time when he was in the South.
He starts each piece by applying old cut-up newspapers to the canvas, kind of like a collage. The newspaper print he picks for a particular canvas relates in some way to the subject matter of the piece or the person who commissioned it.
This is the Charlotte Observer, September 13th, 1945. These are wanted ads, right? This one says, wanted, cook for Myers Park family. Only those wanting a permanent position. Ready? Look at the telephone number. The telephone number is 3-2026. That was a telephone number in 1945. That's amazing. You know what I mean? Like, if you look through these newspapers, like, this is history, you know? There's women's rights, there's civil rights.
What comes next is a combination of screen printing and hand painting. Mosier's figured out a way to be a full-time artist and support himself. It's a combination of selling his work in galleries, working commissions, and...
Licensing your artwork is huge. It allows you to retain the physical piece, but then they make multiple copies of it, and then they just mass produce it, and you get royalty checks every month. So it's a great way to subsidize your income.
Mosier says he works with 3 different companies who bring copies of his work into stores like Marshall's or TJ Maxx. Less expensive copies for the masses that range from $10 to $15. An original piece of work from Mosier is about $800. Licensing, he says, has been a great option for him financially. It gives him a relatively steady income, but it can be complicated.
I come face to face with it almost on a daily basis. Somebody like just your sellout. You know, you're selling your artwork and you're making a living. It's the world of art and music. The parallels are so similar. So it's the same thing as like signing a licensing deal is like signing a record deal. You know, it's like you're mass producing your artwork and then you're getting royalty checks, and it's like having a pop hit on the radio.
For some, Mosier says making your art more accessible makes you less legit as an artist. He thinks the exact opposite. More people take notice of his work because he has more exposure. Mosier says he's learned to treat his art like an entrepreneur would a startup business.
You have to like generate leads, you know, you have to find people who want to buy your artwork. You have to find licensing deals. You have to find commercial companies who want to use your work from a marketing campaign. You have to do whatever it takes.
And it's paying off. He's currently working on a piece for a client that's selling for $4,500. His most expensive canvas yet. The client is Andrew Ferentz, a professional hockey player from Canada. At some point, he says, he'll eventually get the surgery he came to Charlotte for, but he doesn't expect that to be anytime soon. After all, he'd have to stop working, and he's just got too much momentum right now. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.